Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf beis, and we are be'ezus Hashem in the beginning of a new mesechta, mesechtes Sanhedrin. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu b'nei Yisrael hanesunim batzara v'ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Rechama Rivka bas Rachel. So mesechtes Sanhedrin, as its name implies, deals with the laws of the Sanhedrin, or more specifically, the laws of Dayanim, the laws of Bezdin. Now, that's Pashat. Every society, every civilization has some form of a judicial system. In fact, Dinim is one of the Seven Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, which suggests that it's something that is foundational in terms of being a part of a civilized world. Stating that, it's clear that the place of Sanhedrin in Jewish law was very, very unique. In fact, it took on a very spiritual, a very sacred element. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Sanhedrin, says, Mitzvah saseh shel Torah, limnoi shoiftim v'shoitrin b'chol medina u'medina u'b'chol plach u'plach. There's a mitzvah saseh d'iraisa for the Yidden to appoint shoiftim and shoitrin in every single medina and in every single community. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, it's the first Pasuk of one of the parashiyos in the Torah, shoiftim v'shoitrin titein l'cha b'chol sha'arecha. In fact, if you look at the Rambam in his Akdama, the Hilchas Sanhedrin. So the Rambam, as he always does, he lists all the mitzvahs, both asays and lois asays, that are going to be discussed throughout the course of this set of halachas. And the Rambam says, as it relates to Hilchas Sanhedrin, yesh bechlolon shloisha mitzvahs. There are 30 mitzvahs that are negeya the dayanim, that permeate the idea of Sanhedrin. Eser mitzvah saseh, 10 of them are mitzvah saseh, the esrim mitzvah sloy saseh, and 20 of them are mitzvah sloy saseh. But the point is that the laws of Sanhedrin isn't just something that you have to do because every functioning society needs a Sanhedrin. It's a mitzvah saseh shel Torah, and not just one mitzvah saseh, 30 mitzvah saseh. It's almost 5% of the laws in the Torah are related to this idea of Sanhedrin, which suggests that the dinim of Sanhedrin aren't just laws. This is not just some judicial system where the Jewish world and population has to have some governing body. There's something kaddish. There's a mitzvah aseh, a l'shem yichud diga component to this. And the question is, as an introduction to Masechta Sanhedrin, what is that? The Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah, in Parshas Ba'aloyscha, on the pasuk that says, Esfali shivim ish mizikne Yisrael. Now, we're going to see in the course of the Mishnah that there were different levels of batei dinim that governed Klal Yisrael. But the Bezdin, as in the Sanhedrin HaGadol, was made up of 71 members. Now the truth is, we'll see in the Mishnah, it's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether the Sanhedrin HaGadol was made up of 71 members, or Rabbi Yehuda holds it was only made up of 70. But this is, of course, something everyone knows. I don't think I'm giving anything away by throwing it out there here in the introduction. The makar to the idea that a Sanhedrin was made up of 71 members is the pasuk where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Esfali shivim ish mizikne Yisrael. I want you to gather 70 of the elders of Klal Yisrael, and I want them to assist you in you being the manik of Klal Yisrael. Now the context is that the Yidden had just sinned twice in Parshas Bahaloyscha. The first time was with regards to the Mesoininim. The pasuk says that the Yidden were complaining. What they were complaining about is not clear in the pasuk, but they were complaining, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very upset about what happened. Vayishma Hashem, vayichar apoy, vativar bom ish Hashem, vatoichal b'ktzei ha-machna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a fire, and this fire consumed the ktzei ha-machna, and a lot of people died. Immediately afterwards, the pasuk says that the Yidden started complaining again, and this time the pasuk is clear what they were complaining about. They didn't like the man. They felt that every night you sit down for dinner, you have a menu, and you can order, and you can decide what you want and exactly how you want it prepared. Every single day it's mon, mon, mon. That's all we get. They complain. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu again got upset at Klai. So finally Moshe turns to Hashem, and Moshe tells Hashem, what should I do? You gave me the shlichus. I didn't want alechatchila. I took it begrudgingly. I took the Eden Adam Mitzrayim. We makabel the Torah. They're giving me a run for my money. This is not something that I am able to handle by myself. Something needs to be done. And it's in that context. I understand you shouldn't be doing this by yourself. I want you to go gather 70 members of the elders of the Yidden, and they should be together with you. And from now on, when I communicate my nevuah to you, I'm not just going to give it to you, but I'm going to impart that nevuah. Va'atzalti min haruach asher alecha v'samti aleihem. And they're going to have a part of it. V'nosu itcha b'masa'am. They're going to help you carry this load. V'lo yisisa atal v'adecha. You're not by yourself, Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm giving you 70 people to assist you. Says the Mishnah, as we're going to learn, that this pasuk is the makar that a Sanhedrin was made up of 71 members, because Moshe Rabbeinu plus these Esfali Shivim Mishmi Ziknei Yisrael together is 71. And even though the context over there was not 71 Dayanim, it was more 71 leaders, 71 Manhigin, Afal Pikin, Chazal used this as the makar, as the source to this idea that a Bezdin is supposed to be comprised of 71 members. So on this pasuk, says the Ramban the following: Kvar eskiru Rabbi Seinu Zuchayim Levracha ki shivim umoisein b'shivim lashay. That in addition to Klal Yisrael, there are 70 nations. Each one of those nations speaks its own language, which means that there are not just 70 nations, there are also 70 languages. L'chol achas, for each one of these nations, mazel b'rokia, there's a constellation in the rokia. The Sar Lamaila. And there's a Malach that's even above and beyond the Rakia. In other words, there are 70 nations, there are 70 languages, there are 70 Mazolois, and there are 70 Sarim, 70 Malachim. The Ramban, skipping a little bit, says, Va'amru ki pari achag yir mezubahem. That on Sukkis, the Yidden used to bring 70 Parim as part of the karbonas that were brought during the course of the Yontif, and that number 70 is mechuvin to these 70 nations. Ubepirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, it says that Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'shivim malachim hasoivivim kisei kvoidei, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is talking and he's communicating with 70 malachim that surround his kisei hakavod. So says the Ramban that you find this number 70 in many significant areas of the Torah. 70 nations, 70 languages, 70 mazalos, 70 sarim that correspond to the respective nations, the 70 karbonis that were born on Sukkis, and the 70 malachim that surround HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei HaKavod. Continues the Ramban, it's for that reason that when the Yidden went to Mitzrayim, that very first time, Yaakov Avinu, how many Yidden were there? It was Shivim Nefesh, Yordu Aviseinu, the Mitzrayim. Vetziva, says the Ramban, it's for that reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded the Mispar Hazeh B'Shoifti Yisrael. Then when the Yidden are going to create a Bezdin, you want to know how many members this Bezdin is going to be made up of? It's going to be made up of 70 shoiftim. And says the Ramban, let me tell you a little bit of a svara. Ki amispar hazeh, because this number, yichlol kol hadeyos, biyosoy koilol kol hakoichos. Because the number 70 includes in it all the different opinions, and not just that, all the different koichos, all the different human powers, v'lo yipole mehem kol davar. And if you're going to have 70 like this, you're going to have everything. So we know there are a lot of Jewish opinions. But the Ramban actually put a number. He says, you want to know how many opinions there are? There are 70. There are 70 ways of seeing something. That's the side of the 70 nations, etc., etc. And leading all the way up to Masechta Sanhedrin, that is the inyan of having 70 Shoifti Yisrael. Because if you're going to have 70 Shoifti Yisrael, like this, you're going to have all the deyos, you're going to have all the koichos, v'lo yipole mehem kol davar, and like this, you have this confidence that when the Bezin sits down to look at a very important situation, they're going to get it right. They're going to get it right because they have all the viewpoints that you can possibly have. But then the Ramban continues. The Ramban says, V'hine Moshe al gabe shivin askenim. Moshe Rabbeinu was also part of this Esfali Shivin Mishmi Ziknei Yisrael. It was 70. In addition to that, there was also Moshe. Says the Ramban, Remez li Yisrael shu goyachad ba'aretz. Because Moshe Rabbeinu corresponds to Klal Yisrael, who's the goyachad ba'aretz, who's really the 71st nation. Says the Ramban, but I'm going to tell you even more than that. And that is, we find in the world of Kabbalah that there's a significance to the number 72. The most notable makar to the number 72 is the Shem HaGadol HaMefayrish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is made up of Shivim Ushtayim. It's made up of 72 letters. And if that's the case, says the Ramban, it's Yitachin, that if you're going to have this Shlemus in the Sanhedrin, you don't just want to have 70, which is Mispar, Koladeyos, and it's Koil Kolakoychos. You don't want to just have the 70 plus someone that's going to be in charge of them, who's the 71st. You want to somehow hit the 72. Says the Ramban, you hit the 72. The way you hit the 72 is because there's an idea of Elohim Nitzav Badaskel. And when the Sanhedrin comes together and they convene and they preside over a very important matter, not only are they there, there's a 72nd member. And you know who the 72nd member is? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, literally. And it's for that reason you actually hit not only the number 70, not only the number 71, but you also hit the number 72. And then the Ramban goes on to say that it's for that reason that the Nevi'im spoke so harshly about judges that were corrupt and they took bribes and they didn't paskin the way they were supposed to. Because a Dayan has to realize that Elohim Nitzav Badaskel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the 72nd member of the Beis Din, and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, so how do you have a right to go and be corrupt the when you're sitting on a Beis Din with one of the Chavri HaBeis Din? It's Kutsha Berichu Alein. That's something that's terrible, and that's the Oymik and understanding Ivus HaMishpat. That's why it's like the worst thing in the world. And says the Ramban, that's a little bit of the soy that I'm going to explain to you as it relates to the number 70. And at the end of a very, very long piece, the Ramban says, that if you want to see more about this, this is not my first time talking about this, it's the second time. I already mentioned this in Parshas Ve'ela HaMishpatim. In Parshas Ve'ela HaMishpatim, also known as Parshas Mishpatim, right in the beginning of the Parsha, so the Pasuk talks about the Eved Ivri, who is a nirza. So we know an Eved Ivri can be sold into slavery, but for a maximum of 6 years. What happens if after 6 years, so his master would bring him to Beis Din, he brought him to the door. So the Pasuk describes the Adoin of this Eved Ivri taking his Eved Ivri and bringing him to Beis Din. And the word that the Torah used to describe Beis Din is Vehigishay Adoinov Elo Elohim. And the truth is that this word Elohim in Lashon Chol is the predominant word that the Torah uses to describe Beis Din. Adu Elohim, Yavod Varshneim, etc., etc. So the word Elohim means, that's Freit the Ramban, why is it that the Torah uses the word Elohim, which is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Lashon Kodesh it would be Elohim, to describe Beis Din? You're taking a word with the essence of the word is Kutche Berichu, and you're using it to describe Beis Din, says the Ramban. That I'm going to tell you the Yoimek. Lirmois. The reason the Torah chose this word is Ki Yio Elohim Iman Bidvar HaMishtah. Because the Torah is coming to be Megalotos. That when you go to Beis Din, you're not just going to Beis Din. You're going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there together with the Beis Din. Hu Yatzdik for Hu Yarshia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's going to decide who should be righteous. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's going to decide who should be guilty. That's the Oymek. Because it's true, you're going to Beis Din. You're not going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not going to the Kaisel. You're not being Goyle Regel. But in that Beis Din is the Shechina. In that Beis Din is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Ramban starts quoting Psukim in Tanakh from everywhere that brings out this point. He says, V'kach amar Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu said in Parshas Devarim, Ki amishpat le'loi kimhu. What did he mean? He meant because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was one of the members of the Beis Din. V'kach amar Yehoshafat in Divrei Hayomim, Ki lo'i la'adam tishpatu, Ki la'shem ve'imachem v'dvar mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is together with you as it relates to the dvar mishpat. V'chein amar HaKasov, David HaMelech said, Elohim nitzav ba'daskel bekeref Elohim yishpat. Says the Ramban, that's this inyan of Elohim being referred to as Beis Din when the essence of the word Elohim is really Elohim. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Ramban says, take a look in Parsha Shoiftim. The Pasuk says, V'amdu shnei anoshim ashel lohem oriv lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem, not going lifnei Hashem, but they're standing in front of the Urim V'tumim. They're lifnei Hashem. What's lifnei Hashem? Shar Niknar. When you learn Kachim, you learn about lifnei Hashem. They're in court. The Torah says, because in court, Elohim Nitzav Badaskel, the Shekhinah is there, and because the Shekhinah is there, so on some level they're actually with Nei Hashem. The truth is another place that Ramban talks about this, and this is in Parsha Shoftim on that pasuk, and it's in the context of the halachas of Hazam. So we're all familiar with the idea of an Eid Zayim. Two Eidim walk into Bezdin, they say Eidus, and two other Eidim come and say that the Eidus that you're saying can't be true because Imanu Hayisem B'makom Ploini. So the halacha is, we trust the second pair of Eidim, not the first, even though it's a Trey U'Trey, Eid Zayim M'chidishu, and the halacha is that we punish the first pair of Eidim. What's the punishment? Whatever these two Eidim wanted should happen to the person that they were testifying about falsely is ultimately going to happen to them. There's a very well-known halacha. If you ever learned the first daf of Masechtas Makis, you're familiar with this halacha. Every yeshiva bachur knows this halacha. And that is kashazamam v'loy kasharasa. That the only time there's an oynish of kashazamam, that's only if the Eidim wanted to do what they wanted to. But let's say two Eidim walk into Bezdin, they testify, and Bezdin physically acted upon their Eidus. So then we say, Kasha Zoma V'loi Kasha Rasa. And it's literally Hepech HaSvar. It makes no sense. It's contradicted by the first of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorin Adreshes Pem. It doesn't stem with Kal V'chaymer, right? Madoch, someone that only wanted something bad should happen. Gets Vasisim Le Kasha Zoma Lasa Tzlochim. So if it was a Kasha Rasa, not Kasha Zoma, how could it not be that way? Makis Tabez. We all know the rate. Says the Ramban in Parsha that if you want to understand the Oimek, I'm going to tell you the Oimek. It's because we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on a Bezdin. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on a Bezdin, that means Bezdin can never get it wrong. It's impossible. Which means that if two Eidim walked into Bezdin and they testified about Ploini that he did something, and then Bezdin went and they acted upon it, they executed this person, they gave him Malkus, whatever it was, it must be that this person deserved this Einish. Because if the person didn't deserve this Einish, Bezdin cannot have executed upon it. Because at the end of the day, Bezdin is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do something that's not supposed to happen. Kela Muna Ve'ein Avel Tzadik V'Yosheru. So if it was only a Kasha Zomam Safaker, it even looks like that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was purposely being Mesaviv the Sivuvim to save this person. Thus, we're going to trust the second pair of Eidim. But if it got to a point of kasharasa, by definition, what that means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went along with it. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu went along with it, it has to be that whatever they did was the righteous thing, and it knocks out the world of Hazama. And it's for that reason, although there's a parish of Hazama, it's only if it's kasharasa, it's not kasharasa. But the bottom line is, this Ramban, for sure, is the mafteach, it's the shlissel. It's the key to understanding a little bit what was so unique about the Jewish Bezdin and Befrat, the Sanhedrin. And that is Elikim Nitzav Badaskel. Because really, there's a secret member of every Sanhedrin. And that is Kuchibirichu Kaviyachu Ba'atzmai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one of the members of the Sanhedrin. In the Mishnah that we're about to learn right now, we're going to see it's a Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, 71, what everybody knows. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's 70. But the truth is, in Pnimius, there's one other member. And that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not 71, it's 72. It's not 70, it's 71, and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, because the Shekhinah is present in a Bezdin, so it's for that reason the whole idea of Bezdin takes on a whole other element. It's Mechayiv the Batei Dinim to behave a certain way, not just because if they're going to be corrupt, so that means that you're going to have a world without law and order. Yeah, that too. That's why it's one of the seven Noahide laws. But you want to know why it's a mitzvah essay? You want to know why the Rambam says there's 30 mitzvahs, 10 mitzvahs assays, and 20 mitzvahs lois assays? It's because in addition to Sanhedrin being an integral component in law and order, and an integral component in having a functioning society, in addition to that, there's a very holy component to it, and that is Elikim Nitzabat Askel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one of the Chavri HaBezdin. And without a question, that gives us a little bit additional insight, just one Ha'ara that I think is obvious, Alpidus Ramban, and that is, where did the Sanhedrin HaGadol sit? They sat in the Lishkas HaGozes. They sat in the Mokam HaMikdash. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis Abchira says that the reason the Sanhedrin sat in the Mokam HaMikdash is because most of what the Sanhedrin was busy with was trying to determine Kayhanim. They have good yichus, they don't have good yichus, they're able to do the avoida, they're not able to do the avoida. So the kayhanim all dreidzich in the makom hamikdash. So it was just very practical for them to be in the makom hamikdash. Abul lefid Ramban, there's an oimik over here. And that is, that really, how did the Sanhedrin work? They tapped into the shechina. Elohim nitzavah daskel. So if the koyach of the Sanhedrin, this haftacha that the Sanhedrin always gets it right, is predicated on what? Predicated on the fact that there's ashoy sashchina. So is there a more befitting place for the Sanhedrin to preside then in the makom where the Hashroi Sashchina is the most manifest? And it's for that reason that the Beis Din HaGadol sat in the Lishkas HaGozes. They sat in the makom HaMikdash. They sat in the makom Hashroi Sashchina. Either way, just a little bit of a toyamer to get a little bit of a feel, literally from the words of the Ramban, from the words of the Rishonim. And without further ado, we begin the Mishnah, which is a very long Mishnah. It's going to be the overwhelming majority of the daf. And really, this Mishnah is a springboard for so many of the sugyas that we're going to learn. So the Mishnah, as we're going to see, is really a smorgasbord of ideas, which is going to segue into a Masechta that's a smorgasbord of ideas. Without a question, Masechta Sanhedrin is on the top of everyone's, you know, top 10 list of most geshmak and masechtas of all time. The noisa for our chabura, we also have Rav Reuven Margolis, who literally wrote like 50 comments on every single daf of Masechta Sanhedrin. So without question, an added benefit, it's right here in the pile. And without further ado, zok de heilige mishnah. Dinei mamenois b'shloisha. In the event that there's a dispute amongst people that relate to some monetary issue, Dine Mominus. So they go to Beis Din. How many Dayanim does that Beis Din have to be comprised of? So the Mishnah says 3 Dayanim. Gzeilois v'chavalois b'shloisha. In the event that a Beis Din has to preside over a question of a gzeilo, somebody stole, somebody didn't steal, or chavalois, what's chavala? Hachoivu b'chaveri. If somebody punches somebody in the nose, Perak HaChoyvel, the 8th Perak HaMasechtas Bavach Kama, Chai B'Chamisha Dvarim, Nezik Tzah, Ripli Sheves Boishas. So a Bezin that's going to preside over Chavolis also has to be made up of 3 Dayanim. Nezek, so Nezek, Rashi says, is referring to a Shor HaMuid, that Shtoises, that has to pay Nezek Shalim, or an Adam that's Mazik, where he's not paying as a Choyvel B'Chaveira, he's not Mazik an Adam, he's Mazik Momoy. That's what Nezek is. V'chatzi Nezek, that's a short time that pays chatzi Nezek. Tashlumei Kefil, in the event that somebody's a ganav and now he has to pay Kefil, but Tashlumei Abba V'chamisha, if somebody steals a shor v'seh, and it was Tvachay U'mechor, where the halach is that he has to pay, not just the Karen, not just Kefil, he has to pay Dal V'hei B'shloisha. There too, how many Dayan would have to preside over all these cases? You would need 3 Dayan. Ha'oines, V'hamefata, V'hamoitzi Shemra, B'shloisha, Devira Meir. An oines is someone that is ma'anes a naira psula. The halacha is that if he's found to be guilty, he has to pay the avia naira chamishim kesef. Hamefata is someone that's mefata a naira besula. He too has to pay the same 50 shekel as his knas. A moitzi shemra has to pay a knas. The knas that the moitzi shemra has to pay is not 50 shekelim, but the moitzi shemra has to pay 100 shekel. Now, what's the case of a moitzi shemra? The case is where somebody got married. In his mind, he was marrying a besula, and he walks into Beis Din the morning after the chasana, and he says to the father of this girl, "Loi matzasi le bitcha besulim," as in Ksubas Daf Beis, Ksubas Daf Tes, the beginning of Ksubas Digas Sugyas. So the halacha is, in the event we find out that what he was saying was not true, so that he was a moitzi shemra, he was just spreading a false rumor about this girl. Now, what was the false rumor? It looks a little bit like this girl might have been a psula at the time of the Kedushin, but maybe between the Kedushin and the Nisuin, she was Mizana, and it's for that reason she's no longer a psula. So because of that, we treat him as a Moitzi Shemra. A Moitzi Shemra gets Malkus. In addition to that, he has to pay a Knas. Says Rameir, the Oynes, the Mefata, and the Moitzi Shemra, they're all together. How many Dayanim have to preside over it? 3. The Chachamim say, I agree, Oynes and Mefata is 3. However, Moitzi Shemras be'esrim v'shloisha, that anytime somebody walks in and he's being maybe moitzi shemra, immediately you have to have not 3 dayanim, you have to have 23 dayanim. And the reason is mipnei sheyesh by dinei nefashas, because every moitzi shemra might lead to dinei nefashas. How so? If the person's telling the truth and we find out she was mazana, and there were edim with edim and asra that she was mazana, well, it comes out then she's an eches ish that was in satachas bailo, she's going to be chayv misa. So the minute this guy walks into Beis Din and he starts saying what he says, We're chayish that maybe this is going to result in a dinei nefashis, and immediately we treat it as such, and that's why we have 23 dayanim. And of course, this is based on the fact, as we'll see at the end of the Mishnah, that dinei nefashis require 23 dayanim. Makos b'shloisha. In the event that somebody did an avera for which he's chayiv makos, so how many makos do you need? Or how many dayanim do you need in order to administer makos? It's 3. Shum Rabbi Shmuel Amru, Nemi Rabbi Shmuel, they said, Be'esim v'shloisha. It's not 3, it's 23. Ibrach ha'idesh v'shloisha. In the event that Bezdin wants to add a day to a month. So we know a month could be made up of either 29 days, in which case it would be a chodesh chaser, or it could be made up of 30 days, in which case it would be a chodesh mal. In the event that the month is going to have a 30th day, that 30th day is known as Ibrach ha'idesh, right? Just like if a year is going to have a 13th month, we know that that's known as an Ibriya, right? That month is the Ibur Hashana. So if you have a 30th day to a month, it's known as Ibur HaChodesh. So it says the Mishnah, Ibur HaChodesh, B'shloisha, 3 Dayanim. You need a Bezdin to do Ibur HaChodesh. How many Dayanim? 3 is enough. Ibur Hashana, B'shloisha, Devi Ramit. Ibur Hashana, also 3. Azayat Ramit. Rishim Gamliel Oimer. Rishim Gamliel said, B'shloisha Maschilim. As it relates to Ibur Hashana, they started with 3. U'b'chamisha Noisim V'Noisim. And then they would bring another 2 Dayanim to handle the whole issue. The Goimrim B'Sheva, and when it came to issue the Gemar Din, then they needed 7. So they would start, the initial convening was 3 Dayanim. Soon as they got into the Sugya, right, what's the Sugya? So we'll see when we get to the Sugya. But as soon as they started debating, we shouldn't be Ma'aber. So then you wanted to have another 2 people there, there were 5. And when it came to Lamaisa, they brought in another 2 sets of eyeballs, right? Let's bring in 2 more people. There's 7 people now amongst the 7. If we can come to a conclusion that this is the right thing to do, that's what was done. Stating that, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Vim Gamru Begimel Move Beres. In the event that you only had 3 at the end, that's fine. So this 5 and 7 is a lechatchila, but it's not ma'akev. What is ma'akev, of course, is that there be 3. Smichas skenim, va'arifas egla, B'shloisha divi Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, Smichas Skenim and Arifas Egla require 3 dayam. So what's Smichas Skenim? Rashi says, it's talking about where Klal Yisrael is bringing a Par Helim Dover Shal Tzibur. So a Par Helim Dover Shal Tzibur is where the majority of Klal Yisrael did an Avera B'shoigig, that had they done B'mezid, they would have been Chayiv Karas. Now, the nature of the Shoigig was that Bezdin Paskin, that this is not an Avera, they all blindly followed Bezdin and then found out afterwards that Bezdin got it wrong. In that instance, the Torah prescribes a very unique kapara. You bring 1 bull, it's mechaper for the entire nation. It's known as the Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur. One of the laws of the Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur was that you needed the skenim, members of the Bezdin, of the Sanhedrin, to go and do smicha on the head of the par. Now, every carbon required smicha, but as released to the par on Davash al Tzibur, it had to be smicha skenim. Says Rav Shimon, how many skenim? 3. Arifa segla, that's the parish of Egla Rufa. Also 3. Rabbi Yudah says, sai smicha skenim, and sai arifas egla, not 3 dayanim, but rather 5 dayanim. Hachil, hachalitza, v'hamiyunim b'shloisha. Chalitza needs to be done in the presence of Bezdin. It's a pasuk in the Torah. How many dayanim? 3. Miyun? Also 3. What's Miyun? That's when a Ketana is married midirabanan. So we know a Ketana could get married midirais, even though she doesn't have das to be Makabal Kedushin, but her father could be Makabal Kedushin on her behalf. In the event that this girl's a Yosoyma, so the halach is that her mother or her brother or one of her other Kraven could be Makabal Kedushin on her behalf. That Kedushin is only Kedusha Durabanan. And because it's only Kedusha Durabanan, it has a tremendous Kula. The Kula is that in the event that she decides at some point that she's not interested in staying married, she has a right to refuse the marriage. She could be Mima'in, it's known as Miyun. That too has to be done in front of Bezdin. Says the Mishnah, HaChalitza V'HaMiyunim B'Shloisha. So Chalitza, which terminates Zika, and Miyun, which terminates a Kedusha D'Rabbanan, has to be done in front of 3 Dayanim. What about Gerishin? So the Mishnah doesn't mention Gerishin. Does Gerishin have to be done in front of a Bezdin? So this is Dvarim Atikin, this is raid that we've spoken about many times. I am related raid bites. Neta Ravoi, Umaisa Sheini, She'ein Domov Yiduam Bishloisha. So Neta Ravoi is fruit that grows on a tree in Eretz Yisrael during the 4th year of its life. The halach is that the fruit is mutar b'achila, but it has kedusha. And because it has kedusha, it has to be eaten in Eretz Yisrael. If you want to eat it outside of Eretz Yisrael, you could. What you would have to do is you would have to be poyutin. You would have to redeem the kedusha, transfer it from the fruit onto money, take the money, buy peiros within an Eretz Yisrael, and then you'd be able to eat this netar avoy outside of Eretz Yisrael. Maisa sheni, we know what that is. Same halacha as ravoy. Maisa sheni also is something that because it has kedusha, has to be eaten in Eretz Yisrael. If you want it out of Eretz Yisrael, you can. You would have to be paid it, use the money in Eretz Yisrael, but the parrot himself you'd be able to eat outside of Yerushalayim. Says the Mishnah, in the event that somebody is being paid, neter avoy, or maisa sheni she'ein dom of yiduin, where it's not something that has like an efficient market, meaning you have to hire someone that's going to make a shuma, is going to make some sort of assessment to try to figure out how much it's worth. So the halacha is, it has to be done with a beis din. Meaning, if you want to be paid, Ravoy or Maisa Sheni, Shadom of Yiduim, so it's Dom of Yiduim, it's very easy. But if it's ain't Dom of Yiduim, so then it's a little bit more of a process. The process requires a Bezdin. That Bezdin needs to be comprised of three members. If somebody wants to be paid the Hektish, it always needs a Bezdin. Sounds like always. Doesn't matter if it's Dom of Yiduim or ain't Dom of Yiduim. Ha'erichin Hametaltalin. In the event that you're dealing with an Erechin situation, where the Erechin, the Dover HaNerach, the thing that's being assessed as Metalton, it requires three Dayanim. Rabbi Yehuda Amir, Rabbi Yehuda says, Echmi, I'm Koyin, one of those three members has to be a Koyin. Vakar Koyis, in the event that you're dealing with Erechin Fakarka, Tisha V'Koyin, you need 10 members, 9 don't have to be Koyanim, the 10th one has to be a Koyin, V'Adam Kayoitzebem, and the same is true if a person is Maktish himself. What does that even mean? So it would be the same as Karkois, which is Tisha V'Koyin. Now, what does Erechin HaMetaltalim mean? What's Erechin of Karka? What is Adam Kayoitzebem? Rashi says that the Gemara is going to explain it, so we're going to take Rashi's lead, and we're going to wait for the Gemara. Dinei Nefasha says, the Mishnah Be'esrim V'Shloisha. Dinei Nefasha is anytime Bezdin is presiding over capital punishment, so the Bezdin has to be comprised of 23 members. Ha'roiva V'Hanirva Be'esrim V'Shloisha. Animal that engages in Gilei Arayis with a person, whether the animal was the roiva, which would mean that the person was an isha, or the animal was the nirva, which would mean that the person was the ish. Either way, the halach is, the pasuk in the Torah, that the animal was killed. You needed a bezdin of esrim v'shloisha in order to kill the animal. Meaning, that's pashit to kill the person, you needed bezdin of esrim v'shloisha. But the Mishnah says, ha-roiva v'anirva, the animal also is be'esrim v'shloisha, she'nemar, and it's based on psukim. It says, v'harakta esho isha v'esa behemo. So this pasuk is talking about the roiva. The pasuk says, v'isha asha tikra v'alko behemo l'riva oisa, v'harakta esho isha v'esa behemo. What's the drasha? The pasuk juxtaposes the killing of the isha and the killing of the behemoth. And just like the isha, that's regular dina nefashis, that would require bezdin of esrim v'shloisha. So too, as it relates to the behemoth, it would also require bezdin shel esrim v'shloisha. V'omer, the pasuk also says, v'esa behemoth taroiv. Now that's a different pasuk. That talks about where the animal is the nirva. V'isha sheyitein shchavtoi b'behemoth, mois yumos, v'esa behemoth. So here it's an ish and a behemoth. There too, the pasuk juxtaposes the misa of the behemoth to the misa of the ish. And just like the ish is regular dinei nefashos, is chayv misa, thus the bezdin would have to be made up of 23 members. So too, the death of this animal would be the same way. Shor haniska be'esrim v'shloisha. A shor haniska. So what's a shor haniska? That's a shor that is being killed because it shtoist, right? Right now, the shor has to be stoned to death. So how many dayanim do you need to put this shor to death? It's 23. Shenema, the pasuk says, Hashor yisakel, v'gam pa'olov yumas. Here too, we juxtapose the misa of the bailam and the misa of the shor, and we darshan ki misas bailam kach misas hashor. And just like misas bailam is always ve'esrim v'shloisha, so too, misas hashor is going to be ve'esrim v'shloisha. Hazeev, a wolf. Ba'ari, a lion. A doiv is a bear. A namar is a leopard. Habardalis. So Rashi says, it's a chayehi. What exactly is it? So this already the academics have a lot of fun with. V'hanochash is a snake. Misasam be'esrim v'shloisha. So any one of these animals that are put to death also requires esrim v'shloisha. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that Anytime you find in the pasuk that we're putting an animal to death, Be'esrim v'shloisha, we're talking about the shor, right? Think of Bava Kama, Hashor, Habor, Hamava, Hever, right? You're always dealing with the shor. So if you're always dealing with the shor, so Sokadai Techamina, Kemisas, Abailam Kamichas, Hashor is only for a shor. But maybe if it's a bardalus, whatever that is, maybe not. Kamash Malon, that's this next line of the Mishnah. That it's not only the shor. Why did Torah say shor? Diber akasa b'lashon hoiva. Because usually the animal that shtoises and the animal that's being stoned is the shor. But doesn't have to be the shor. And without question, the halach is not unique to a shor. Rebbe Eliezer says, as it relates to all these animals, kol akoidim lahargon zacha. If you have an animal that's shtoist, and this animal now needs to be put to sleep, right? So you're going to wait for a bezdin, and the dayanim are going to have to put their robes, and it can't be minamincha l'mailo. You're going to learn the whole mesechta Sanhedrin. You're going to subject it to the 30 mitzvahs that the Rambam says this Sanhedrin are subjected to until you... No, kol hakoidim lahargan zacha, adarabba. If you have an opportunity to go and kill it, right? Sounds like hunting season, literally. Kol hakoidim lahargan zacha. Rabbi Akiva says, no, misasim b'esrim v'shloisha, it has to be 23. What's this whole machloikis? And isn't Rabbi Akiva just repeating what the Tanna Kama said? This is all going to be discussed in the Gemara. The Mishnah continues and says, ein donim, lo yes hashevet. You can't judge a shevet. So what does that even mean? So Rashi says, if the majority of a shevet was oivet avoyde zara b'mezid, rachmona l'slan. So the majority of one of the shvatim in Klal Yisrael was oivet avoyde zara. Can't judge them. V'loyes navi sheker, v'loyes koyin gadol el al pi bezin shal shevin v'achad. So if you're going to judge an entire shevet, or like Rashi says, even roiv of the shevet, or a navi sheker, a false prophet, or the koyin gadol, if he does something for which he's chayev misas bezin, very important point, the halacha is that the bezdin that presided over the case was not your regular bezdin. It required the bezdin of 71, the bezdin agadol. The aim might seem like a rishos LLP bezdin shal shivim v'achad. The Jewish army could not fight a melchemes harishos, in contrast to a melchemes mitzvah, but they couldn't fight a melchemes harishos unless it was sanctioned by the bezdin hagadol, by the bezdin that was made up of 71. You can't add to the ear, meaning Yerushalayim, you can't add to the Azara unless a bezin of 71 signs off on it. So it sounds like from this line of the Mishnah that all Shvatim had their own governing body. They had their own Sanhedrin. And in order to create that Sanhedrin, it too needed to be signed off on by the Bezdin Hagadol. This is an idea that Be'ez Hashem we're going to get to. You can't determine that a city is an Ir Anidachas unless the Bezdin Hagadol is the one that makes the determination. Another halach as it relates to Ir Anidachas, this is Agav, our first digression. You can't make an Ir Anidachas at the Granitz. So let's say there's a city that's very close to a city that's inhabited by non-Jews. So you don't want to wipe out that city, because if you're going to wipe out that city per Irani Dachas, you're going to create some sort of danger because the enemy is going to be too close and might be able to attack. So there's some strategic value in having that area populated, and it's even doicha the laws of Irani Dachas. Additionally, v'loy shalosh, you can't have three Irani Dachases. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. Avalois and Achas Hashnaim, you could have one and you can have two. Sanhedrin gedoyla hoisa shel shivim v'achad. Mishnah continues and says the Sanhedrin agadol was made up of 71 members. Uktano, the Sanhedrin ketano shel esrim v'shloisha was made up of 23 members. So this is interesting, because really, if you come up for breath for a second, what we saw in this long Mishnah up until this point, that different batei dinim were comprised of different amounts of dayanim. So yeah, you have the bezdin that's made up of 71, you have a bezdin that's made up of 23, you have the bezdin of Shloisha that's featured very prominently, you have the bezdin of 5, there was a bezdin of 7 that got a shout out, there was even a bezdin of 10 that got a shout out. So there's different batei dinim, clearly, that were groups of judges that played an important role in the judicial system of the Jews. Stating that, two of them go by the name of Sanhedrin. And that is the Sanhedrin Gedoyla and the Sanhedrin Ketana. This is very important. It's the name of the Masechta, Sanhedrin, right? So of all these batei dinim, of all these courts, two of them get the name. the sacred name. They're known as the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin Gedoyla and the Sanhedrin Ketana. And that's what this Mishnah is saying. That as it relates to those two supreme courts, the Sanhedrin Gedoyla was made up of 71 members, and the Sanhedrin Ketana was made up of 23 members. So, the Mishnah, Minai, and the Gedoyla, Shishal Shivim Echad. How do you know that the Sanhedrin Gedoyla was made up of 71 members? Remember the Pasuk says, Es Feli Shivim Ish, Mizikne Yisrael. If this pasuk sounds familiar, it's because that was the entire introduction. Right, this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, don't worry about it. I'm going to give you 70 people that are going to assist you so that you can fear Klal Yisrael. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu was given 70. Moshe al-Gabeyem, and obviously Moshe was part of it. Fakert, he's the Rosh, he's the Nasi, he's the president of this body of Zikanim. So if you do the math together, well, you have a 71. Rabbi Huda said Shivim. No, Moshe was not al gabeyem, but Moshe was betoichem. The Gemara and Avtei Zayin is going to bring the machloikis between the Chacham and Rabbi Huda in great length and how Rabbi Huda reconciles the psukim, because it sounds like Hashem is telling Moshe esfuli Shivim mishmi zikne Yisrael, and you're not one of them. You're going to be al gabeyem. So at first glance, the pshutay shal mikra when you maver sedra these psukim, it certainly sounds more like the Chachamim and less like Rabbi Huda. Either way, when I look tani shishal less. So we have the Makar, how you know that the Sanhedrin Agadah was made up of 71 members. The question is, how do you know that Sanhedrin Ketana was made up of 23? Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'shaftu ha'eda. And the Pasuk also says, V'hitzilu ha'eda. So the Pasuk in the context of Misas Bezdin, V'shaftu ha'eda ben hamaku ben goyel adam ala mishpatum ha'elo. V'hitzilu ha'eda. It's a different Pasuk. Esereitzeach miad goyel adam. So you have V'shaftu ha'eda and you have V'hitzilu ha'eda. Eda shoyfetes. That means there's at least an Eda, quote unquote, of Dayanim that are being shoyfet. V'eda matzeles. And there's another Eda, quote unquote, of Dayanim that are being matzel. As if to say, the Shaftu Eda is, there's going to be an Eda of Dayanim that are going to say, guilty, guilty, guilty. The Shaftu, the Shaifetes. And there's going to be an Eda that's Matzelis. There's going to be a whole Eda of Dayanim that are going to say, no. Hatzola, Hatzola, Hatzola. Harei Kan Esrim. So you already know you have 20 judges. Okay. Now, says the Mishnah, just to hit the pause button. Minai lei the Shia Sara. How do you know an Eda is made up of 10? Meaning, we just made a huge assumption. The Shaftu Eda, the Itzilu Eda, Harei Kan Esrim. Who said anything about 20? You said Eda and Eda. Oh. Must be, because Eda is 10. So says the Mishnah, how do you know Eda is 10? Shemma, the Pasuk says, An Masai le Eda, Hara Hazois, Yatsu Yehoshua v'kalev. Now this Pasuk is talking about the Meraglim, and the Meraglim were very, very bad. An Masai le Eda Hara Hazois, but not all the Meraglim were bad, only 10 out of the 12 were bad, right? Each Shevet was represented by a Meragel, and two of them were Tzadikim, Yeshua and Kalev. So An Masai le Eda Hara Hazois, Yatsu Yeshua v'kalev means 10. Also, you see an Eda. Eda is how many Yidin? It's 10. Okay, so now you know 20. V'shaftu Eda, 10. V'tzilu Eda, 10. How do you know Eda's 10? I know it from the Miraculous. Okay, it was still 3 short. How do you close that gap? How do you get to 23? So the Mishnah says, Olamdis. It says in the Torah, Loisiyah Achre Rabin L'Rois, that you're not allowed to use Roiv to come out with a guilty verdict. So if somebody's standing in front of judges, and the majority of the Dayanim say guilty, says the Torah, it's a lot. It's one of the 30 mitzvahs. Lo'isiyah achrei rabim l'rois. So says the Mishnah, Mimashma shenemer, from the fact that it says in the Torah, lo'isiyah achrei rabim l'rois, shemei ani, I know, she'eya imam l'toiva. Right? This pasuk, l'chura, is a makar that you go baser roif. Now, just to be clear, the makar that you go baser roif in Kala Teira Kula, whether you're dealing with the laws of Bittel Baroif, Kol De Parish, Me Ruba Parish, could be even Ruba Kakula, all the different halachas of roif, it's learned out from the parish of Dayanim. Because we know that we follow the majority of the Dayanim. We're going to get there. But the pasuk that the Mishnah begins with is, Loisiyah Achri Rabim L'Rois, that when it comes to a guilty verdict, you don't follow the Roif. Clearly implied is, She'imam L'Toiva, that you could follow Roif as it comes to an innocent verdict. Imkain, if that's the case, Lomanem Achri Rabim L'Hatois. So why does it say in the Torah, Achri Rabim L'Hatois? Meaning, Achri Rabim L'Hatois is coming to tell me that you can go bus the Roif. I know you can go bus the Roif. Now you know you go bus the Roif, because it says, Loisiyah Achri Rabim L'Rois. I thought that pasuk says you can't go baser roif. No, you have to be medayek. L'rois not, but l'toiva, yeah. Now, if Achri Rabbi Lahatis is coming to tell me that you go baser roif l'toiva, I know it. I know it from the first pasuk that says you don't go baser roif l'ra, which clearly spars that you go l'toiva. What then is pshat in the pasuk of Achri Rabbi Lahatis to tell me you go baser roif l'toiv? I know that from Lysia Achri Rabbi L'rois. Says the Mishnah, you know what it must be? It must be coming to teach me something else. It's coming to teach me Achri Rabbi Lahatis. Even L'ra, Meaning, even though it says, Voisi Achri Rabban Leroyz, but at the same time, it's also true that Achri Rabban Lehatis, you do go Basaroyd. How's that possible? Loik Hati Yoschel Letoiva, Hati Yoschel Leroyz. There's a concept of Roiv when it comes to Leroyz. There's a concept of Roiv, for sure, when it comes to Toiva. And the nature of the Din Roiv, as it relates to Roiv, is different than it is Letoiv. How so? Hati Yoschel Letoiva, Al Pied Echad. When it comes to the Hati Letoiv, that's true, even Al Pied Echad. Meaning, if there's one more person saying innocent than saying guilty, Al Pi Echad would be enough. About Tiyaschal Ra. But when it comes to guilty, for that already you would need two people. You would need two people that are saying guilty more than are saying innocent, meaning it would have to be Al Pi Shnai. What we just proved is that although it says in the Torah, Loisiya Achri Rabim Lerois, that just means that we don't treat Roiv Lera the same way we treat Ra Letoiv. When it comes to treating Roiv Letoiv, one more person saying Toiv is considered a majority. But when it comes to Roiv Lera, it's not enough you have one person, you need two people. Okay, if that's the case, I already know that you have to have 22 members. How do you know you have to have 22 members? Because you have to have a Veshavtu Eida, which is how many? 10. You have to have Yitzilu Eida, which is 10. You also have to have the possibility that in addition to the Veshavtu Eida, Yitzilu Eida, the person's going to end up being guilty, which would mean that at least another two people would be saying guilty, which means you know for sure there has to be 22. Now, 22 is not going to work. You know why? The Ein Bezdin Shakel. This is one of the rules when it comes to Bezdin. It can never be an even number. It has to be an odd number. Which forces us to add one more Dayan, Harikan Esen Veshloisha, which leaves us with how many? 23. So what's the makar that the Sanhedrin, Kitana, had to be made up of 23 members? It's a whole bunch of psukim, a lot. V'shaftu Eida, v'itzilu Eida, means you have 10 saying guilty, 10 saying innocent. How do you know Eida means 10? Admasai le'eda ra azois, yatsu yishu v'kalev. It's learned out from the Merakim. Okay, so you know 20. We also know, le'isiya achi rabim l'rois, but that doesn't mean that you don't go basarayv at all. Of course, it says achi rabim l'hatis, and that for sure means l'rois. What then do these two psukim teach me? That you don't go bas roiv l'ra in the same way you go l'toiv. L'toiv, one more toiv is a roiv. L'ra, you need at least two more. And that's what Achri Rabban Lehatis is teaching me. If that's the case, to set up this perfect bezin, the bezin that the Torah seems to be describing, you'd have to have at the very least another two above the v'shaftu eid v'tzilu eid, which is by 22. You can't have an even number. It's for that reason you have 23. So the makar to the Sanhedrin Agadol is Esfali Shiva Mishmi Zikni Yisrael. Makar to Sanhedrin Ktana is what we just mentioned. And finally, the Mishnah says, V'kami Yehebi Evitei Rula Sanhedrin. How many members, what does the population of a city have to be in order for it to be Roy for this Sanhedrin Ketana? So these Sanhedrin Ketanas were out there, but not every city had one. A little Derfel probably didn't have it. So the Mishnah says, how many members would the city have to have in order for it to be Ru'uya? For this Sanhedrin, May of Esrim, 120 members, not that big. Reb Nechemya says, Masayim v'shloishen, 230 keneged sari asaris. Like this, each one of the Dayanim is going to be a master over 10 people. This is, of course, a play on words from Sukkim in the beginning of Parshas Yisrael, but either way, the Mishnah ends with this machloikis between the Tanakam and Reb Nechemya, what the size, what the population of a city would have to be in order for a city to be worthy of having a Sanhedrin Ketana. So there's a lot of information. This is literally information overload. There's so much information here in this Mishnah. Super duper high level. What do you see from this Mishnah? Number one, not all Batei Dina were created equally. So you have the Bezin Shel Shloisha, which is featured very prominently. 5, 7, 10. You have the Sanhedrin Ketana, which is made up of 23. A little bit of a chiddush. It's called a Sanhedrin. I didn't realize that the Bezdin of 23 was called a Sanhedrin. The first Mishnah in Sanhedrin teaches you that. And then, of course, you have the Sanhedrin, which the Mishnah refers to as the Sanhedrin Gedolah, because it's not the only Sanhedrin. And that was made up of 71 members. We also learned the Makar to the Sanhedrin Ketana being made up of 23 members and the Sanhedrin Gedolah being made up of 71 members. Either way, we're going to start the Gemara. We're just going to make a Haskalah, and really, it's going to segue knee-deep into tomorrow's stuff. So the Mishnah began, taking it literally from the top. Dine mominas b'shloisha, gzeilois v'chavolois b'shloisha. So dine mominas requires a bezdin made up of three dayan. Gzeilois v'chavolois, also requires a Beis Din made up of three Dayan. Freita Gemara, Otu Gzeilos v'chavolos lav dinei mominus ninu? Isn't Gzeilos v'chavolos monetary law? And if that's the case, aren't the laws of Gzeilos v'chavolos not already included in dinei mominus? If you say dinei mominus b'shloshin, that means all monetary law requires a Beis Din made up of three Dayanim. Okay, so Gzeilos v'chavolos are monetary laws. What's Gzeilo again? Gzeilo. What's Chavolos? Hachayvu b'chaveir, chay b'chamish advarim. So these are forms of dinei mominus. Why are they not included? I'm Rabbi Vos said, you're right. The way you have to read the Mishnah is as follows. Mahen k'tani. You read the Mishnah as if the Mishnah is saying mahen. What does that mean? Dinei mominus b'shloisha. And then you add the words, mahen dinei mominus. What do I mean, says the Tana of the Mishnah, when I say dinei mominus is b'shloisha, gzeilos v'chavolos? I don't mean all dinei mominus. I mean specific types of dinei mominus. I mean gzeilos v'chavolos, as opposed to what? Aval hoidois v'halvois loy. But as it relates to the laws of hoidois and halvois, that already would not require a Beis Din of three dayan. Now, what exactly is hoidois v'halvois? So Rashi brings two pshatim, but we're going to go with the pshat that Rashi prefers, and that is hoidois is hoidois baldin kimeya edim dami. So two edim walk into Beis Din and say that I heard Reuven be moida that he owes money to Shimon. If Reuven's moida that he owes money to Shimon, so hoidois baldin kimeya edim dami. The person that's Reuven is claiming that it's not true. I never said I owe anybody this money. And all of a sudden, there's a court case, right? So how many dayanim do you need to preside over this? So that's what the question of Oidos would be. What's Halvois? I owe you money. I paid you. I didn't pay you. Right? All the sugyas of Bava Basra. So that's what Halvois is. It says, Rabavo, that when the Mishnah says, Dini Mominus B'Shloisha, and then says, Gzeilois V'Chavolois B'Shloisha, the reason it's not redundant, and the reason that it's not superfluous to say Gzeilos v'chavolos, because in fact, Gzeilos v'chavolos is the pirush of Dinei Mominus. Dinei Mominus b'shloisha, mahein Dinei Mominus, davke Gzeilos v'chavolos, aber hoidois v'avois. Now, if hoidois v'avois doesn't require three dayanim, so how many dayanim does it require? So that's tomorrow's daf. But for now, says Rabbi Avo, that the kasha was Gzeilos v'chavolos should be included in Dinei Mominus. If Dinei Mominus meant all Dinei Mominus, then you're right. Gzeilos v'chavolos is included in all Dinei Mominus. So why are you singling it out? The teretz is no terrible premise in the kasha. The Teretz says all dinei mominus are not included in dinei mominus. In fact, the only thing included in dinei mominus is gzeilos v'chavolos, which is precisely why the Mishnah mentioned gzeilos v'chavolos, because the Mishnah is not repeating something that was already included, but it's being mefarish what was previously said. Mahein dinei mominus, it's dafka gzeilos v'chavolos, says the Gemara v'tzricha. And if that's the case, the Mishnah had to say dinei mominus b'shloisha and then say gzeilos v'chavolos v'shloisha, meaning seemingly we're saying this in a little bit of a convoluted way, right? What's the kasha? The kasha is, if you want to say that only gzeilos v'chavolos is b'shloisha, then just say gzeilos v'chavolos b'shloisha. Dinei mominus b'shloisha, mahein dinei mominus gzeilos v'chavolos. No, it had to be said in this way. Ditana dinei mominus, because had the Mishnah only said dinei mominus b'shloisha, havamina, I would have thought that afilo hoidois v'avois, that maybe hoidois v'avois is also b'shloisha. Meaning, you would have thought it means all dinei mominus. That's obvious. Tani gzeilos v'chavolos. That's what the Mishnah had to say. Gzeilos v'chavolos. To know it's only gzeilos v'chavolos. Okay, here's the question. V'tani gzeilos v'chavolos. Let it just say gzeilos v'chavolos. V'loik tani dinei mominus. And had it not said dinei mominus, hava amina, I would have thought, hu adin da'afilo hoidois v'avois. I would have thought that really hoidois v'avois is also b'shloisha. I think tani gzeilos v'chavolos. So then why did the Mishnah say gzeilos v'chavolos if really hoidois v'avois also requires three dayanim? Mishum de ikur tlosa de chsivi b'gzeilos v'chavolos. Because the Makar to Dinei Mominus B'Shloisha, as we're going to see in tomorrow's daf, is said in the parasha of Gzeilos V'Chavolos. How do I know that? Gzeilos T'Chsiv V'Nikra Balabayis Elo Elohim. Now again, this is all going to come clear Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, but we're going to see that one of the Makaris and the Ikka Makar that Dinei Mominus B'Shloisha is because it says the word Elohim three times in the parasha of Gzeila. And being that it says Elohim three times, so I learned from there, three dayan. So the Iker parashas, the Gemara is arguing it's of three dayanim, is said by Gzeilos v'chavolos. Gzeilos, it's mefurish. That's where it says, V'nikra balabayis Elohim. three times. And Chavolois, although that parsha is not talking about Chavolois, it's talking about Gzelois, but at the end of the day, Mali Chavo Begufoi, Mali Chavo B'Mamoinei. Let's be honest, a Chavo Begufoi is very similar to a Chavo B'Mamoinei. A Chavo B'Mamoinei, you damage the guy's money. Chavo Begufoi, you damage his goof. What difference does it make? So if in the parsha of Gzelois, we have Mefurish, the Makar, to Dina Mamanus Beshloisha, then for the same price, in the parsha of Chavolois, we also have a Mefurish. So if the Mishnah would have only said Gzelois v'chavolois and not said first in Imamanus, I would have thought who had denied those v'alvois. Then why did it say Gzelois v'chavolois? It's because that's what the parish is. I mean that the parish is by Gzelois v'chavolois, so I would have thought that it's true really by everything. We're just mentioning it here. Tana, it's for that reason. Lahoitzi miliban. The Tana, the Mishnah, wanted to be super clear. So what did it say? Mahein dine mominois gzelois v'chavolois aval hoidois v'alvois. So by saying dine mominois b'shloisha and gzelois v'chavolois b'shloisha, and by teaching it mahein dine mominois gzelois v'chavolois like this, I'm not going to make a mistake. Again, I'll know that it's dafka gzelois v'chavolois, nothing else, because it's Dine Mominus, but what type of Dine Mominus? Only Gzeles V'chavolos. So again, Dine Mominus B'shloisha, Gzeles V'chavolos B'shloisha. Isn't Gzeles V'chavolos already included in Dine Mominus? The answer is, technically, yeah, but that's not the way you read the Mishnah. You don't read the Mishnah, Dine Mominus, all Dine Mominus B'shloisha, and oh, by the way, Gzeles V'chavolos also. That would be Akasha. The way you read the Mishnah is Dine Mominus B'shloisha, but not all Dine Mominus. Which type of Dine Mominus? Dafka Gzeles. Let it just say Gzeles V'chavolos. No, if it would have said just Gzeles V'chavolos, I would have thought others as well. Hoidois V'alvois. The reason the Mishnah says Gzeles V'chavolos is because that's Nemakar. Kamash Malon. Dine Mominus B'shloisha and Mahin Dine Mominus, it's Gzeles V'chavolos. Either way, we're going to stop here. Again, it's really mid-Cheshbin, but it really goes very far into tomorrow's daf. So I think it's kedai to stop here. And just to end with one raid bite. That is the Navi Yeshaya. And this is in the beginning of Sefer Yeshaya. It's Perek Aleph. Everyone knows Yeshaya Perek Aleph. It's something that we read as the Haftorah of Parshas Devarim. We read it with an Eichon Nigin. It's Chazon Yeshayahu ben Amoitz. But at the very, very end of the Haftorah, in the happier part of the Haftorah, so the Pasuk says, Va'ashiva shoif tayach kevar yishayna, v'yoyat tayach kevatchila. The Navi Yeshaya said, Kulei nechemta, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that I'm going to return the judges like the good old days. Va'ashiva shoif tayach kevar yishayna, v'yoyat tayach kevatchila. The Yalkut Shemoyne, right in the beginning of Sefer Yeshaya, and this is in Remez Shin Tzadik Aleph, says, "V'ashiva shayftayich ze Moshe ve'aharei, v'yoyat tzayich ze David u'shleima." So who are these shayftim that the Navi Yeshaya promised? V'ashiva shayftayich kibar yishayna. It's referring to Moshe ve'aharei. If you take a look at the Siddur HaGerah in Avni Eliyahu, on the brach of Hashiva Shaifteinu Kevar Yishayna V'yoyatzeinu Kevar Tchila, so the Goyin teaches the bracha al pi this medrash. He rather has a different version, a slightly different version in the medrash based on a psikta, but it's the same minyan, and that is V'ashiva Shaifteich Ze Moshe V'aharin V'yoyatzeich Ze David U'Shloima. And I think it's a little bit sarach beer what it means V'ashiva Shaifteich Ze Moshe V'aharin. This is the great Nevuah, that one day we're going to have Shoiftim like we once had. And who are going to be those two great Shoiftim? The judges, it's going to be Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's going to be Aharon HaKohen. So I saw in the Margolis Hayam, for Abruvim Margolis, a Dover Nifla. And really, this Ha'ara is not so much in the Margolis Hayam, but Kedar Kibah Kodesh and all Abruvim Margolis is farm. We'll learn Sanhedrin now, so now we all have to be very familiar with how you learn Abruvim Margolis is farm. So they all cross-reference. And he sends you in the middle of a shtickle to one comment that he wrote in his Nitzutzei Zayar on a Raya Mehemna in Parshas Vayikra. It's Tav Chof. It's comment Yud Beis. And this Ha'ara is really coming a little bit more from there, a little bit less from Margolis Hayam. If you want to see the Margolis Hayam, it's on Daf Beis Amid Aleph, and it's Sif Katan Memhe. Just a little bit of a background. And that is, so the Mishnah said, what's the Makar that a Beis Din is made up of 71 judges? Said the Mishnah, it's not that from a Pasuk. Esfali Shivimish Mizikne Yisrael. From that Pasuk, you know that a Beis Din has to be made up of 71 judges. The emphasis is, there's a very obvious kasha here. There's a very obvious kasha. And that is that this is not the first time that we're introduced to 70 Zekanim, right? You find 70 Zekanim a long time ago. Just read one pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. So after Klai Yisrael was mekabel the Torah, the Moshe Amar, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, "Ale el Hashem, ata ve'aroin, nodav aviu, ve'shivim yizikne Yisrael, ve'shtavich, ve'shtachavisa meirach." Moshe Rabbeinu seemed to always have these 70 skenim, and if Moshe Rabbeinu seemed to always have these 70 skenim, so now all of a sudden Moshe Rabbeinu says, "What am I going to do?" Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "I have the perfect eitzva." Esfali shivim mishmi zikne Yisrael. Oh, you see, there's something called 70, and this is the makar to the Sanhedrin Agadol that's made up of 70 members. What do you mean the 70 parshas mishpatim? Yeah, even earlier we had 70 zikenim. The Yidden always had these shivim skenim. Now you have to learn through Chumash properly to understand the role of these shivim Skenim. But they've definitely been around. And if we've had the Shivim Skenim, why are we waiting for Parashas Baal Loischa to discover and unveil this concept of 70 as the source to the Sanhedrin HaGadol? And more so, Moshe Rabbeinu is lost. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "I have an idea, Esfali Shivimish." What happened to the Shivimish? Now the emes is, you know Bavarn's is Kashi? Rashi. Rashi and Chumash. Rashi on this pasuk, Esfali Shivimish Mizikne Yisrael. Says Rashi, "V'askenim arishoinim heichan hayu." What happened to all the skenim that we knew about until now? Like, where are those skenim? "V'aloi af b'mitzrayim yashvu imahem." Moshe Rabbeinu, we know it's skenim already in Mitzrayim. Shenema parsha shmois, "Leich v'asavto azikne Yisrael." Says Rashi, "Elo be'esh Tavera Meso." What happened was, right in the beginning of this whole parsha, what happened? Vayiyam kimisloinu rabba oznei Hashem, vayishma Hashem, vayichar apoy, vativra bam esh Hashem, vatoicha b'kzei ha-machna. Says Rashi, you know who was killed over there? B'kzei ha-machna, the skenim were killed. So now Moshe Rabbeinu Taka didn't have skenim anymore. And because he didn't have skenim, so it's for that reason that it had to be an esfali shivimish mi zikne Yisrael. So the reason Moshe Rabbeinu was in a position where he felt he needed help, what happened to all the skenim? It's because, says Rashi, these skenim had just been killed, right? These skenim had just died. But at the same time, it's not miyashiv. Why, if you're looking for a makar for 70, the makar is from Parshas Bahaloscha, Esfali Shivim Mishmi Zikne Yisrael, why not Parshas Mishpatim? Meaning, Rashi addressed the kasha, what happened to those skenim? So we know those skenim are not here now. Temporarily, they're not here. So it's for that reason we need a parish of Esfali Shivim Mishmi Beseder. It answers the Pshutei Shel Mikra, what's going on here in all these psukim. Doesn't Moshe Rabbeinu always have skenim? But at the end of the day, we know already a source of 70 skenim. So why do we need the Makar in Parshas Bahaloscha? Vos Nishlech mit Parshas Mishpatim. So this is where Abruvim Argolis kicks in. Says Abruvim Argolis, take a look at the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Vayikra. It's in Raya Mehemna. It's on Daf Chof Amid Aleph. So this is above my pay grade, but I'm just going to read one line. The Raya Mehemna said as follows: Shivim Sanhedri Gedoy Lahayu. There were 70 members of the Sanhedrin Agadol. Moshe Alayu. And Moshe was the Nasi of this Bezin. The Shivim Sanhedri Ketana Hava. And there were 70 members of the Sanhedrin Ketana, the Aaron Alayu. And Aharon HaKohen, he was the Rosh of that Bezdin. So says the Raya Mehemda, there were two Sanhedrins. There was a Sanhedrin Gedoyla and there was a Sanhedrin Ketana. Both Bezdins were comprised of 70 members. The Av Bezdin of the Sanhedrin Gedoyla was Moshe, and the Av Bezdin of the Sanhedrin Ketana was Aharon. So Rabbi Margolis says, take a look in Shailos HaTshuvos, Lachmei Toida, Simen Tezai. Now the truth is that really this is the first time that we have the schos to quote the Shailos HaTshuvos Lachmei Toida in the shir. That includes the Eshta Machzer. And really, this requires an introduction that Be'ez Hashem we're going to get to. But the shortest version of who the Baal Shailos HaTshuvos Lachmei Toida is, his name was Rabbi Yeshaya Bassan. He was one of the great Italian Gedolim. And he was none other than the famous Rebbe of the Ramchal. So if you've ever gone through the Igros HaRamchal, rove of the letters of the Igros HaRamchal were written between the Ramchal and his great Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshaya Bassan. But either way, Rabbi Yeshaya Bassan in Shailos HaTshuvos Lachmei Toida, Simen Tezayin, was asked the following question. So a Shoyl sends a Shoyl to Rabbi Yeshaya Bassan, and he says, you know, he was learning Raya Mehemna, and he came across a piece that says there was a Sanhedrin Gedoyla that was made up of 70 members, Moshe Alayu, and there was a Sanhedrin Ketana that was also made up of 70 members, the Aharon Alayu. So he says, it sounds like that the Sanhedrin Ketana was made up of 70 members. How does it with the Mishnah, Sanhedrin, Daf Beis, Amud Aleph? That Sanhedrin Gedolah is 71, but the Sanhedrin Ketanah is only 23. This is the kasha that he asked Rabbi Shai Basan. So Rabbi Shai Basan writes back to him. He tells him, this is a kasha. Yiru Laniyas Daiti, the Divri Arayi Mehem Nebrurim, Vizil Kari Bei Ravninu. I'm not sure what's bothering you. I mean, it's a good sushtel, and I'm happy for you that you found this Maramokim. But at the same time, you have a kasha? For like Mayri, that Zoyer is talking be made Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom. Kitakama, like it's Mefurish. Moshe Alayu and Aaron Alayu. Ubiyamav, hayu oisam shtei heha oris. In that time, there were these two courts, both of which were made up of the same Dayanim. One was the Gedol and one was the Ketana, and one had Moshe Rabbeinu as the Av, and the other one at Aharon HaKohen. But it's not a kasha on the Mishnah Sanhedrin, because the Mishnah Sanhedrin is talking about the way it was the Dairis. Sanachanami, in the Midbar, the Sanhedrin Ketana was also made up of 71. Oh, but the Dairis, it was not going to be made up of 71. And then, says Rabbi Shai Basan, that the emes is that this Raya Mehemna is really the Giloi to understanding a very big kasha. And that is, the Mishnah Sanhedrin that Beis HaMinalo says, now what's the Makar to the Sanhedrin HaGadol being made up of 71 members? It's Esfali Shiv and Mishmi Zikne Yisrael. L'chayra, why did you have to learn from Esfali Shiv and Mishmi Zikne Yisrael? Why not learn from Parshas Mishpatim Vel Moshe Omer Alei El Hashem? You see it already in Parshas Mishpatim. So why do you have to wait for Baal Loischa? Said Rabbi Shai Basan, Parshas Mishpatim was not Moshe's Bezdin. It was Aharon HaKohen's Bezdin. It was the Sanhedrin Ketana. So if you're going to learn the Mishpat HaDayana for a Bezdin, it would be for the Sanhedrin Ketana. And the Sanhedrin Ketana is not made up of 71 members. So this can't be the Makar. So how do you know the Sanhedrin Gedol was made up of 71? Oh, now you mean Moshe's Bezdin. And Moshe's Bezdin is Esfali Shiv and Mishmi Zikne Yisrael. And he says, that's the Oymik. He says, Ubezem Yushev Kushis Rashi. Rashi Mucha, didn't Moshe Rabbeinu always have? Moshe Rabbeinu had Skenim, but those Skenim were actually not his Chevra. They were Aharon's Bezdin. Moshe Rabbeinu had Gavolta and Egina Bezdin. And there was a Nafgemina. And he says, really, that Nafgemina goes to the core to understanding why one Sanhedrin is the Sanhedrin Ketana and the other Sanhedrin Sanhedrin Gedol. Because what does Hashem tell Moshe? Hashem tells Moshe, Esfali Shiv and Mishmi Zikne Yisrael. Okay. I'm skipping a little bit. They should stand with you by the Oyo Moy. The Eradati Vidibarti Im Chasham, for Otsalti Menoruach Asher Olecha, for Samti Aleim, for Nosu Itcham and Masu Amaloy Sisatel Vadach. That was only true for Moshe's Bezdin. That was only true for the Sanhedrin Gedol. Sanhedrin Aharon's Bezdin didn't have that Milo. They didn't have the Otsalti Menoruach Asher Olecha, for Samti Aleim, for Nosu Itcham and Masu Amaloy Sisatel Vadach. So that didn't exist. It was Skenim. Aharon had a Bezdin. Yeah, were people that Moshe Rabbeinu can tap into. If Moshe Rabbeinu needed moral support, he had who to go to, but that's not what's going on over here. What's going on over here is Moshe Rabbeinu wants to have Zekanim that are manhigim, that are going to be on the level of Atzaltim and Aruch Asher Alecho Vesamti Aleim, Vinotzuritcha Bemasov Eloisisatul Vadecho. And for that, he needs a Sanhedrin Gedoyla. And the Sanhedrin Agoyla was Neschadish right here in Parashat. There was Skenim, Avada, there was Skenim. But you want to know when it was Neschadish, the Sanhedrin Gedoyla, Sedra Bishaya Basan, fire. That happened in Parashat. The Shivim Skenim in Parashat Mishpatim are not the same Shivim Skenim in Parshas Baal Loischa. Das is Aharon's Bezdin. Das is Moshe Rabbeinu's Bezdin. And that's the Oymik in this Raya Mehemna. Shivim Sanhedrin Gedoy Lahayu Moshe Alayu. The Shivim Sanhedrin Ketana Hav of Aharon Alayu. So says Rabbi Margolis in this footnote, says, Ayin Yalkut Shemoyni. In the beginning of Sefer Yeshaya, right in the beginning on the Pasuk, Vashiva Shoiftayach Barishoina, says the Yalkut Shemoyni, who's the Vashiva Shoiftayach Barishoina? The Moshe V'Aharon. You want to know what the Oymik is? It's this Raya Mehemna. Because once upon a time, we had Manhigim, we had Moshe Rabbeinu, we had Aharon HaKohen, but they weren't just Manhigim. They were also the Av Bezdins. They were also Nisiyim. They each had a Bezdin. Moshe had the Sanhedrin Gedol, and Aharon had the Sanhedrin Ketana. And they were the Avs of those Batei Dinim respectively. So the Novi Yeshaya says it's going to be a day where it's going to be Vashiva Shoiftayach V'Rishoina, where you're going to get back those shoiftim like we once had. Who were the two great shoiftim we had? It was Moshe and Aharon, the two Av Bezdins. Moshe, the Av Bezdin of Sanhedrin Gedolo, and Aharon, the Av Bezdin of the Sanhedrin Ketana. Just to end with one hergish, and that is, you know, the Rambam in his Hakdama to Pirush HaMishnayos, he says, we just finished learning the Bavis, right? Just finished learning Bava Basra, really Bava Kambam and Tzir Bava Basra. Mesechtes Nezikin. And what do we go into? We go into Mesechtes Sanhedrin. So says the Rambam, what's the reason? What's the segue? Right? What's the sequence of events? Why do we go from Bava Basra to Sanhedrin? He says, Pashat, he says, the three Bavas dealt with the laws of Dinim. So we finish with the Dinim. Exhale. So now we could go from the Dinim, and now we can learn about the Dayanim. So he says, Fakarit, it's like a perfect, natural segue. We go from the laws of the Dinim to the laws of the Dayanim. But I was thinking, Lule de Mistafina, this is above my pay grade, but it could be this is MS. And that is what we learned from Bava Basra. There was a few times we spoke at the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Balak, where the Zohar HaKadosh says, Klos Bave Dino Takinu Rabbana Besidri Masnaisa. There are three Bavois. There are three bavois that Chazal were mesakin in the Mishnah. Chodah Kadmisa, the first one, Bava Kama, is Bar Bavois Nezikin. Ashar, Habar, Hamavavah, Hever. Tinyana, the second one starts, Shnai Moichsam Talis. Talis, the Ishtakach. And Tlisa, and the third one, is Shutfin. It starts with Perak HaShutfin. V'Raza Daveda, which we mentioned is Cheskes Abatim, where the person who's living in the field lost his shtar, ach vishtarcha, but it's already after 3 years. And more than 3 years, you don't have to have your shtar. At my time, what's the reason for this? Said Rav Hamnuna Sabin, the Zohar HaKadosh, Alekutcha Berichu B'chol Zimna Aviloin L'Yisrael Zdoinis Kishkagois. Because Bava Kama represents Dar Bava Yisnezikin. It represents the Chatom of Klal Yisrael. And then after the Yidin Achoites, they're lost. But then there's a process of tshuva. And that's symbolized in the beginning of Bava Metziah, Shnayim Moichsim Betalis. That this Aveda, that engaged in Dar Bavos Nezikin and all the Shreklach Hazach and all the Klippas, it was fair. And it's the process of tshuva. What happens when the does tshuva? He becomes a shutif with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happens when you do tshuva? This Razad Aveda, that there's an Indian that even though you were lost, but it doesn't matter. You're lost, segut. After 3 years, you don't have to have the shtar. It's a ladder, right? We spoke about this a lot in Masechtas Bava Basra, but I'm continuing along in the Zohar. So it says the Zohar, V'inun, the Sidru, Masnisun, the Tlasa Bavi, Hachi Sidru. That Chazal, when they were Masakin, these three Bavis, they actually went, Oirach Dekro Naktu. They went in the Seder of the Psukim. The Pasuk says, Al Kol Dvar Pesha, Al Shor, Al Chamor, Al Seh. This is all talking about, says the Zohar, da Bava Kama. Da Achi hu be'inun milun, right? You have learned Bava Kama? What does Bava Kama talk about? A shar, a chamar, a seh. Al salmo, da Bava Metziah, says the Zohar. That's the next word in the Pasuk. Shnaim oichsen betalis. They're holding on to a salmo. And then the next word is al kol aveda, da Bava Tlisah. That's the third parak. That's Cheskes Abatim, where the guy lost his shtar. Is Oirach Dekro Naktu, says the Zohar HaKadosh. It's going in the Seder of the Psukim. So Al Kol Dval Pesha, Al Shor HaChamor, Al Se Al Salmo, Al Kol Aveda, is Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra. What's the end of that pasuk? Asher Yomer Ki Uzeh, Ado Elihim Yovoy Dvar Shneyan, Asher Yashion Elihim Yishalom Shneyan L'Reyeyu. What comes right after that? Masechta Sanhedrin. Literally Sanhedrin that pays. That's the smichos in the Zohar HaKadosh. Yeah, Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra. And what comes immediately afterwards? It's Asher, Ado Elohim Yavid Varsheyem. Asher, Yashion Elohim, literally psukim that we're going to darshan at the end of this daf and going into tomorrow's daf. So Klal Yisrael, they do Averis, they do Tshuva. There's an Indian of Zdoinus Nasin Shkogis, Zdoinus Nasin Schuyos, and we could be mamish back to a point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us back. And what comes right after that? The Sanhedrin. Why does Sanhedrin come right after that? But I think the pshat is because this is the Haftach of the Navi, that if you're going to do Tshuva, Vashiva Shoiftaich Kiva Rishon V'Yaitzaich Kiva Tchila. You ever notice in Shmoyne Esrei, we say Ashiva Shoifteinu before V'Yerushalayim Echa. We say it before Samach David. Right? We say Ashiva Shoiftenu. It's Tkab Shoifer Godel, and then right away we jump into Ashiva Shoiftenu. Go back and take a look at Sefer Yeshaya. After the Echa and the terrible Nigin and all the crying that goes on, it's Vashiva Shoiftaich Givarishoina. Right? You go into what? Ashiva Shoiftenu does the Erste Zach. Does the Erste Zach. We're learning Mesechta Sanhedrin. It should be Zoichen, the schuss of learning Mesechta Sanhedrin. It should be in the Shalma Parms Vaseno. We should merit Valshiva Shoiftaich Givarishoina. Is a Moshe Aharon, Moshe Rabbeinu should be the head of the Sanhedrin Gedoyla, Aharon Akoyin should be the head of the Sanhedrin Ketana, and when it will be Valshiva Shoifteinu Kivarishoina, Vyatzenu Kivatchila, it will be Vahaser Mimenu Yogin Vanoko. There should be no more Yiddish Tzar. We should only know Simcha, or Hashem. We're starting a new Masechta and looking forward. Amen.